8. Training Your Dragon the Hard Way. Hiccup was still pretty certain, knowing dragons as he did, that yelling was the easiest method of training them. So over the next couple of weeks, he tried yelling at Toothless to see if he could make it work. He tried yelling loudly, firmly, strictly. He looked as cross as he could, but Toothless wouldn't take him seriously. Hiccup finally gave up on the yelling when Toothless stole a kipper off his plate one morning at breakfast. Hiccup let out his most fierce and frightening yell, and Toothless just gave him a wicked look and knocked everything else on the floor with one swipe of his tail. That was it with the yelling, as far as Hiccup was concerned. "Okay, then," said Hiccup. "I'll try going to the other extreme." So he was as nice to Toothless as he possibly could be. He gave Toothless the comfiest bit of the bed and then lay dangerously balanced on the edge of it himself. He fed him as much kipper and lobster as he wanted. He only did this once, though, as the little dragon just went on eating until he made himself thoroughly sick. He played games with him for hours and hours. He told him jokes. He brought him ice to eat. He scratched the bit that Toothless couldn't quite reach in between the spokes on his back. He made that dragon's life as close to dragon heaven as he possibly could. By mid-February, the winter was coming to an end on Berg, and the snowy season had turned into the rainy season. It was the kind of weather where your clothes never got dry, no matter what. Hiccup would hang up his sodden tunic on a chair in front of the fire before going to bed at night, and in the morning it would still be wet. Warm and wet, rather than cold and wet, but wet nonetheless. The ground all around the village had turned into knee-deep mud.
"What in Woden's name are you doing?" asked Fishlegs when he came across Hiccup, digging a large hole just outside the house.
"Building a mud wallow for Toothless," panted Hiccup.
"You spoil that dragon, you really do," said Fishlegs, shaking his head.
"It's psychology, you see," said Hiccup. "It's clever and it's subtle. Not like that caveman yelling you're doing with Horror Cow." Fishlegs had named his dragon Horror Cow. The horror bit was to make the poor creature at least sound a bit frightening. The cow bit was because, for a dragon, she really was remarkably like a cow. She was a large, peaceful brown creature with an easygoing nature. Fishlegs suspected she might even be a vegetarian.
"I'm always catching her nibbling at the woodwork," he complained. "Blood, Horror Cow, blood, that's what you should want."
Nonetheless, maybe Fishlegs was a better yeller than Hiccup. Or maybe Horror Cow was a lazier and more obliging character than Toothless, but Horror Cow was proving very easy to train by the yelling method. "Okay, Toothless, it's ready," said Hiccup. "Get yourself a good wallow." Toothless stopped trying to catch voles and leapt into the mud. He rolled over and over in the oozy gunge, spreading out his wings and squirming happily. "I'm bonding with him," said Hiccup, "so he'll want to do what I say."
"Hiccup," said Fishlegs,
as Toothless sucked up a good mouthful of the mud and spat it straight into Hiccup's face.
"I may not know much about dragons, but I do know that they are the most selfish creatures on earth. No dragon is ever going to do what you want out of gratitude. Dragons do not know what gratitude is. Give up. This will never work."
"The thing about us, the dragons," said Toothless helpfully, "is we're survivors. We're not like soppy cats or the dumb dogs falling in love with their masters and yucky things like that. Only reason we ever do what a man wants is because he's bigger than us and gives us food."
"What's he saying?" asked Fishlegs.
"Pretty much what you're saying," said Hiccup.
Never trust a dragon. That's what my mother taught me in the nest, and she should know," said Toothless, cheerfully hopping out of the wallow and helping himself to one of the winkles that Hiccup had found for him.
Toothless was particularly fond of winkles.
Yeah, just like picking your nose," he said.
Hiccup sighed. It was true. Toothless was cute to look at and very good company, if a little demanding. However, you only had to look into his big, innocent, heavily lashed eyes to realise that he was totally without morals. The eyes were ancient. The eyes of a killer. You might as well ask a crocodile or a shark to be your friend. Hiccup wiped the mud off his face.
"I'll think of something else," said Hiccup.
February turned into March, and Hiccup was still thinking. A few flowers made the mistake of appearing and were immediately blasted out of existence by a couple of hard frosts that had kept themselves back for this very purpose. Fishlegs could now get Horror Cow to go and stay on command. Hiccup was still struggling to teach Toothless the basics of toilet training.
"No pooing in the kitchen," said Hiccup for the 100th time, carrying Toothless outside after yet another accident.
"It's warmer in the kitchen," whined Toothless.
"But poos go outside, you know that," said Hiccup at the end of his tether.
Toothless promptly pooed all over Hiccup's hands and down his tunic.
"Is outside! Is outside! Is outside!" crowed Toothless.
At this inopportune moment, Snotlout and Dog's Breath came sauntering past Stoic's house on the way back from the beach, their dragons on their shoulders.
"Well, well, well," sneered Snotlight. "If it isn't the useless, covered in dragon poo, it actually quite suits you."
snorted Dog's Breath.
"That's not a dragon,"
jeered Sea Slug, Dog's Breath's dragon, who was an ugly great gronkle with a pug nose and a mean temper.
"That's a newt with wings."
"That's not a dragon,"
scoffed Fireworm, Snotlout's dragon, who was as big a bully as her master.
"That's an ickle newborn bunny wabbit with a pathetic poo problem."
Toothless gave a gasp of fury. Snotlout showed Hiccup the immense heap of fish that he had wrapped up in his cloak. "Look what Fireworm and Sea Slug caught down at the beach, and it only took a couple of hours."
Fireworm coughed, flexed a shining muscle or two, and looked at her claws in fake modesty. "Oh, please," she drawled. "I wasn't even concentrating. If I was trying, I could do it in 10 minutes with one wing tied behind my back."
"Excuse me while I throw up,"
muttered Toothless to Horror Cow, who was regarding Fireworm with disapproval in her big brown eyes.
"We reckon Fireworm could be a bit of a hunting legend," grinned Snotlout. "I hear that Horror Cow is partial to carrots. Has the Toothless Wonder got up the nerve to attack a vegetable? Carrots are a bit crunchy, but perhaps he could manage the odd squished cucumber. You could give it to him through a straw, perhaps."
Dog's Breath laughed so hard that snot came snorting out of his nose.
"Careful, Dog's Breath," said Fishlegs politely. "Your brains are coming out."
Dog's Breath bashed him hard and the two boys swaggered off, Fireworm making a lunge at Toothless that nearly took his eye out as she went past. As soon as they were safely out of earshot, Toothless jumped out of Hiccup's arms and coughed out sheets of flame in a menacing manner.
"Bullies, yellow bellies, come closer and Toothless'll fry you to a frazzle. Toothless'll drag out your guts and play them on our harp. Toothless'll, well, you just better not come any closer, that's all."
"Oh, very brave, Toothless," said Hiccup sarcastically. "If you shout louder, they might even hear you.